Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the 11th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Jeremiah Gillette, a contemplative nun in Lufkin, Texas, who teaches in their formation program. Her preaching today is entitled Spiritual Worship.
A reading from the book of Exodus. In those days, the Israelites came to the desert of Sinai and pitched camp. While Israel was encamped here in front of the mountain, Moses went up the mountain of God. Then the Lord called to him and said, "Thus shall you say to the house of Jacob, tell the Israelites, you have seen for yourselves how I treated the Egyptians, and how I bore you up on eagle wings and brought you here to myself. Therefore, if you hearken to my voice and keep my commandment, you shall be a special possession, dearer to me than all other people, though all the earth is mine. You shall be to me a kingdom of priests, a holy nation." The word of the Lord. You shall be to me a kingdom of priests, a holy nation. When the Lord God established his people and nation of Israel, he set up a system of anointed priests to offer sacrifice. This priesthood was limited to the men of the tribe of Levi, and more specifically, of the family of Aaron within that tribe. Yet all the people were meant to be priestly by living according to God's law and worshiping him in their hearts. This priesthood ended with the destruction of Jerusalem and the exile to Babylon in the 500s B.C. You shall be to me a kingdom of priests, a holy nation. At the time of Jesus, the Jewish priesthood had somewhat been restored. Jesus, the Son of God, created a new people of God and a new form of priesthood. It was not determined by descent of a specific family, but open to all men he personally called. Jesus was to be the new, eternal high priest. Those he called were to share in his priesthood and his one sacrifice on Calvary. Through the sacrament of baptism, all the other members of his people, the church, were to share in Christ's priesthood in a spiritual sense, no matter what their vocation or calling in life. Each member is empowered to offer spiritual worship to God at all times and in all places, because it's offered in their hearts. You shall be to me a kingdom of priests, a holy nation. All the members of Christ's mystical body are meant to bring God's presence, life, and love to the world. Whether they're at the grocery store, the classroom, a business office, a sports field. Every Christian is anointed at baptism and confirmation to raise up a fallen world and a broken people by their presence of joy and dedication to God. Through our participation in Holy Mass and reception of the Eucharist, we offer our family, friends, neighbors, and strangers the peace that only Christ can give. This is how the world will be transformed. The current situation of society seems to be at the brink of disaster. Let us spiritually consecrate this poor world through our love, service, humility, and worship of God, our Father Almighty, Jesus Christ, His Son, and the Holy Spirit, who wants to dwell in our hearts. Amen.